Kia ora, I'm Erin Keem and you're listening to Conversations About Closets with my closest 1,000 friends. I started this project to get me through a gloomy Seattle winter, which was hitting me hard. The thing is, I love women. Why not showcase them? Why not call women I've never met, have our first conversation, record it, and turn it into a podcast? So that's what I did. I didn't edit, I still don't. Some days I'm on fire, some days not so much, and sometimes I even forgot to ask questions about closets. But all my guests are amazing. Listen up, get to know them, you'll be glad you did. If you want to be a guest on my show, go to erinkeem.com. I'd love to meet you. Aroha for listening, here's today's episode.
Holly, are you there? Okay.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Really cut up.
Oh, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Come in.
Hello. Yes, now I can hear. I can hear you now.
Holly Moss, it is an absolute pleasure. And thank you for being flexible by starting a little bit late. I was having a virtual walk with my sister on the beach in New Zealand.
Oh, how nice.
It is. She has a pretty full on schedule, but if she takes the dog for a walk early in the morning, then she FaceTimes me and we both go for a walk together.
Oh, I love that.
Me too, even though most of it tends to be, Mando, come here, Mando, stop. But back to you, there are so many amazing projects you're involved in. One of the ways I got to know you was Spark Commons, which you are associated with. Would you tell me about that?
Yes, so I am the co-owner of Spark Commons co-working space. It's located in the heart of downtown Bremerton. And we're a great little cozy workspace. We have fantastic members. I kind of fell into it, almost 3 years ago. I was hired to work there. And in less than 6 months, I partnered with someone and we bought it. And it's been a really fun adventure.
And I'll point out you have a digital membership for those who aren't so close to Bremerton or who have been mindful of social distancing. You do have an online membership that's available.
Yep, we still do. We still have it going on. We actually just did a virtual wine tasting a couple of weeks ago and we sent everybody all the wine kits and we had somebody host it on Zoom and they did bingo. It was great. It was actually with a gal that we met through F-bomb.
Fantastic. And I know you have game nights as well, don't you? Or game get-togethers?
Yep, we do bingo. We've done trivia. Sometimes we just talk about how good and bad our weeks are.
That is always so important, especially when, it's easy to get a little isolated right now. As we record this, it's March 25th. We're still, we still haven't found our way back to free range. So it's really important to have communities. And one of the other things, one of the multitude of things you do, there's a project, frogsoap.com, and that is frogsoap.com, exactly how it's spelled. Would you tell me about the frogs?
Yeah, so I've actually worked for Laura. She's the owner of the company for, about 2.5 years. I came on as just a sales associate, but at this point now I'm a product developer and a maker, so I make everything as well. I don't make the soap, that's Laura's job, but I make bath bombs, lip balms. I have about 30 different lip balm flavors. We just launched a brand new product with a diaper company out of Seattle, and we are exclusively making their diaper balm for babies and their wipes, and we don't use any chemicals. We're very eco-friendly focused, so it's a really neat project to get to be a part of. Laura's been in business for about 12 years now, and FROG actually stands for From Reclaimed Oil and Glycerin, and she takes the fryer oil and reclaims it back to its original state instead of it going down the drain, and has reclaimed about 10 tons of oil in the last 8 or 9 years.
That is incredible. I don't see that on the About Us page. That is such an incredible story that I'd love to see that up front and center.
So yeah, it's pretty amazing. Yeah, we won Recycler of the Year in, was it, gosh, 2016, 2017. That's actually how I met Laura. I was a wardrobe stylist then and styled her for the big event.
I so want to hear about that. Can I ask a quick question? I know what a bath bomb is. What's a diaper bomb? Did I mishear you?
I think we're cutting in and out just a little bit.
Oh, the internet is a joy. So I was just saying, I don't know what a diaper bomb is. Did I hear you right?
Can you hear me? I think your voice is skittering just a little bit with the microphone.
So is yours. I wonder if it's a Wi-Fi issue. Should we persevere for a couple more minutes? And if we have any hiccups, well, you know what? We will just start all over again.
Sounds great.
Bless you for that. Now, I hear myself saying this question for the third time, and it sounds ridiculous, but I was wondering what a diaper bomb was.
So for putting on the baby's bums to prevent diaper rash and that.
Balm. Yeah. B-A-L-M. I thought you meant bomb as in blow up, and I was thinking, is this some way of disposing of diapers?
We're just blowing up diapers across the country. That company had came to us and asked us to create the product. So I probably have about 150 hours worth of research and product development and lots of testing to get them a final product. And that actually is all really unfolded within the last 2 or 3 months.
I'm noticing a thread here. You start off at an entry-level position and pretty much end up running the company.
Someday that's something that Laura and I have talked about. Frog Soap is actually her retirement job. And so in April, I'll be taking over more of the management side of things.
I would also like to point out that Frog Soap, that's frogsoap.com, also has bug repellent, which is going to be incredibly useful coming into spring and summer. And they've got this really cute card with a frog leaping over another frog. But another one has this great proverb, the frog does not drink up the pond in which he lives, which is something we can all get our head around.
Yep.
One more quick question. You've got calendula.
Calendula.
Thank you. What's so great about that?
So calendula is a natural healing property. We actually infuse our own oil at the space. So that cream is used for people who have eczema, dry skin. You can use it like a Neosporin instead of using a Neosporin because that actually dries out your skin. You want to keep your injuries moist. You can put calendula cream on it. It is fantastic. People use it for just about everything. They come in and they buy this little tiny 1/4-ounce jars. And the next time they come in, they'll go, is the 4-ounce jar the biggest you make it in?
Okay, you convinced me. I'm ordering some. You alluded to the fact that you were a wardrobe stylist, which is so fantastic. And going by your personal style, of course you were. How did that evolve? And why did you move on to other things?
So I worked for a clothing company, a vintage clothing shop down in downtown Bremerton. And I actually went to school for fashion, merchandising, marketing, advertising, and that sort of thing. I thought when I was younger, I would be some famous French fashion designer. And, you know, and then things have changed over the years. But I styled people in all sorts of different vintage clothes, from people who weren't in their everyday wardrobe to special events. I even got to do some commercial work. I styled Russell Wilson, the quarterback from the Seattle Seahawks, and did some makeup for some other commercials. And I had a vintage fashion vlog for about 2 or 3 years. And then the company actually went up for sale. And that's when I went across the street. Literally across the street from one side of 4th Street to the other, and became the community manager at Spark Commons, and had decided it was time to take a little bit of a break from being in a shop atmosphere. I had worked for other companies as store directors prior, but sometimes I do really miss working with people and their wardrobes and their clothes. I still have friends that call me up and say, can you help me get ready for a wedding, or what should I pair with this? And it's always fun to kind of pull that back out.
It is enormous fun creating combinations and seeing inside other people's wardrobes. It's like it's treasure seeking. It is so, yeah, it's so much fun. You had me at clothes, basically. You said French designer. Are you French? Or how are you going to be a French designer?
French when I was in high school, and I used to read French Vogue all the time, and I thought that I was going to get my doctorate in fashion and was going to like be this fashion queen bee. I'm not sure. I was 17, 18 at the time, and they asked you what you wanted to be when you grow up, and so that's what I told them. I then realized that that was not the direction for me, but I still really liked clothes, and so I kind of found my own path, especially with working at Ish. But prior to Ish, I also worked for a rockabilly boutique and helped style photo shoots. I did some modeling then, kind of vintage inspired. I did a whole Twiggy layout, more, and then I also did some more like 1950s style. It was super fun. And so, when opportunity kind of pops up, you kind of got to take a leap. And, economy is going up and down. You kind of have to be flexible and, and see where your own path is gonna take you.
Those are great words of wisdom for anybody. I noticed you put a little bit of frog leaping into there, which I thought was hilarious. And it is really important to dream big. So to be a French designer at the age of 17 seems perfectly and utterly viable. You still read French Vogue, I know. I know you're still quite fluent in French. I want to head on round now to you are a master gardener. Just to, add to the whole portfolio. The woman, I mean, you're a Renaissance woman. You're a master gardener.
I've been a master gardener since 2018. I love plants. Gosh, probably about 2014, 2015, I had my own garden, or I started very small, and then I continued to add and add. And I learned about the Master Gardener program, and I love helping the community. And I wanted to be able to go back to school, so it worked hand in hand. Master gardeners donate thousands and thousands of hours all across the country to help people with gardening and answer questions and teach kids cultivation programs. So I have continued being very involved with it. I do the public relations for the Kitsap Master Gardener Foundation. I'm part of the plant sale committee, the kids cultivation program, office clinics, farmers market clinics. Anytime we can get a chance to work and help with the public, I do so. And then I've actually continued to add on to that. Kitsap County does not have a forest steward program, so they don't have people to always contact about it. So I actually went ahead and did the certification for that last year and became a Washington State Forest Steward. So I could learn a little bit more about trees because I would get a lot of tree questions and I just didn't have the answers for people. So I did that. And then this year I'm going to be doing the one for urban, like urban cities and parks forestry, which is a little bit different than having a large, 200-acre forested property.
Yes. WSU Master Gardener. What's the WSU for?
So our Master Gardener program for Washington State is ran through the
Oh, Washington State.
State University, out in Pullman is our kind of the head, and that's actually where the first Master Gardener program ever came out of, in the United States. So that's kind of a fun little fact. And Kitsap County has a couple hundred Master Gardeners that are currently active and out in the community right now. Some of them are growing veggie starts for the food bank. It's amazing, amazing the amount of hours and work that people give.
There's no such thing as a stupid question, but the fact that I am actually in Washington State, you think I'd know what WSU stood for. Hey, I saw that there's a seminar coming up that basically is featuring lichen and mosses.
Yes, that's actually happening, or they're just wrapping up now. We do regular seminars, and people from the community can go to those. You don't have to be a master gardener. And today's was taught by a master gardener, and I think we have another one coming up too. I should know that since I do the public relations, but I've been a little bit behind on catching up with some stuff. It's, you know, 2020 and the beginning of 21, we're off to a rocky start, but we're getting back on the train.
Given the amount of things you're involved in, I'm amazed you find time to sleep. Oh, I will point out that Holly's last name is Moss, M-O-S-S, so that's also a really easy way to remember her, and you can find her on LinkedIn and social. Another of your amazing projects is the Ditzy Dahlia.
Yeah, so Ditzy Dahlia was something I started working on last year, and then I kind of pivoted it. I jumped right on the bandwagon, got a business license, bought my domain, and had some other things come up. So now I'm working on relaunching it. And it's kind of an accumulation project of a lot of things that I do. I'm also an artist. So it's an outlet for me to have my art out there. I'm working on a candle company currently. And so the candles from that project will be sold at Frog Soap. And part of the proceeds are going to go to getting art supplies for children in our public schools, because with COVID, art is just not happening enough. And so I'd like to build kits for kids to be able to take the art supplies home and do them and have some kind of instruction with it. I'm also working on having a set of those go to the Multiple Sclerosis Foundation and things like that. So, and it also, it just, yeah, it's just a big kind of accumulation of everything that I've been working on and having it all together.
And you have a family. I you put that in as well. I think you said you didn't have to pick up Ella until 3 o'clock today. So I was lucky I was able to sneak
in. Yes. She's in the half day, 4 days a week juggle right now. She's a fourth grader. So luckily she's able to do a lot of her work on her own in the mornings. But there's usually the mom question of, Mom, I can't find this Zoom video, or where's this link at? But she's getting really good at navigating things. I'm pretty proud of her in that.
She sounds like a mother. Hey, so apparently you are also really good at making tacos.
I love to cook. That is just, it's kind of an art form for me. I love really good food. And sometimes I can't always find exactly what I want. So me and my husband, we love to cook together. And we will go and find a recipe, or he sees something, and we will do our best to make that. So yeah, like the other night, we took a huge big piece of beef, like pot roast, and we made the sauce, and we had tomatoes and onions and carrots and all these Mexican spices, and then we blended that and made these delicious tacos. And we make our own sushi, we smoke salmon, we just love food and to eat food.
Well, it's edible art, isn't it? Hey, I was just thinking, you know, I said, and you have a family. That's a statement which can, I'm not always comfortable about, because, you know, is it something that I would ask to somebody that wasn't female identifying? My intent was just to show that you're also adding homeschooling and juggling that to your very full
schedule. Yeah, it's been a juggle. You know, I feel for anybody who's been, you know, just navigating the pandemic itself has been hard up for everybody on every level, because so many people are going through so many different personal things with it, and you know, the anxiety, but then adding the whole school thing on top of it. Sometimes you want to pull your hair out like Britney Spears in 2009 when she shaved her head. yeah, I see that picture and I'm like, I understand that now.
Yes, we have a new level of sympathy. Hey, and your record collection, you and I have a thing for Donna.
I love Donna Summer. I have another one I think I have in my Etsy cart right now too. I love records. I have since I was a little girl, and so I've been adding to my collection more recently. I got a record player a couple years ago for Christmas. And so we have a vintage flea market across from Frog that I've been going and picking things up, finding some on Etsy, getting new ones, you know, from different things online. I got No Doubt for Christmas. So I have a pretty decent collection, but right now I'm really trying to find more Mamas and the Papas. That's one of my favorites. Gosh, who else did I read? Oh, my Pat Benatar album from the Crimes of Passion tour that came yesterday. So I'm really excited about that because I have my mom's t-shirt. It's like a baseball style t-shirt that she got from that concert. And so I wanted to have the album that matched that shirt.
Oh, of course you would. Absolutely. That is an essential addition to your record collection. And it's an eclectic collection because she also has Johnny Cash in there as well. So no doubt for Johnny Cash.
I do. Yes. Oh my goodness. I love Johnny Cash. I grew up listening to him with my grandfather, and Ring of Fire is a special song for me and a couple of my friends and family. So when I found that one, I was really, really excited. On Saturday nights, is I usually pull up my record player, pour a glass of wine, and play some music. And so that one was in this rotation a couple times on Saturday.
I am directionally geographically challenged. You are in Port Orchard.
I am. So if you take the ferry across from downtown Seattle and get to Bremerton, where Spark Commons is, 30 minutes south, depending on traffic. Sometimes you can get to Bremerton much faster on the early Saturday mornings. But that's about how far I am. So I've been out here for, about 11 years now. But I was born and raised in Kitsap County. You know, that's our county where Bremerton and Port Orchard, Silverdale, Paul's both located. So I've lived out throughout the county for, almost my whole 35 years, just about. And so, yeah, I like it out here.
Well, you've certainly given a lot back. Holly, this was so fantastic. I haven't seen you in person. I don't know if I've ever met you in person.
One of my wonderful pieces of pandemic where I've got to meet a handful of new friends and colleagues that through Zooms and chats and F-bomb and, you know, and art groups. It's been kind of a blessing in that sense that I've been able to connect with so many wonderful people, and I've been enjoying it.
Well, I certainly enjoyed meeting you, and I'm looking forward to our virtual coffee date next month, which you'll be pleased to know my microphone on my computer is now working, so I won't have to just, you know, wave at you and do hand signals and use the chat
function.
Well,
and of course, I was making diaper bomb right when it started. And everybody was asking, they were like, what are you doing? And because I had gloves on and my mask on, and I'm piping this cream into these tins. And so it's kind of fun because I got to show people a little bit of what else I do. But yeah, I hadn't quite scheduled that one correctly.
I think you scheduled it perfectly. The amount of things that you managed to fit into your day. I'm kind of looking at my calendar and going, shouldn't I take up trapeze or something else? You know, just to add a little bit more variety. Holly, thank you so much. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.